point where the angle was right caught a glint of moonlight off silver. It was real. And having gotten that one glance, he began to feel the throbbing dark power of it, like it was not metal at all, but an icicle of pure hatred. He shuddered, forced his gaze away. It was real. The wealth was there to be had, if they could take it. He hurried forward. A long, low, stony ridge barred his path. Odd that such a thing should be there, but he did not connect it with the dragon that was supposed to have devoured the infamous sorcerer Bowman's before being slain itself. Maybe, if there had been more light to reveal what his hands and feet exposed as they disturbed the masking dirt. He was near the top when he heard the sound, like an animal snuffling. And another sound beneath it, like something scratching at the earth. He looked for the others. He could see no one but Tully, who was staring at the tree from 10 feet away. There was something odd about the tree. The tops of its leaves glimmered with a faint bluish ghost light. Maybe it was a trick of the rising moon. He got up where the footing was good, stood, glanced at the tree again. Definitely something weird going on there. The whole thing was glowing. He looked down in front of him. His heart stilled. Something stared back at him from 50 feet away. It had a head the size of a bushel basket. Its eyes and teeth shone in the tree light, especially its teeth. Never had he seen so many sharp teeth, or so big. It started toward him. His feet would not move. He looked around wildly, saw Tully and Timmy headed away from the tree at a dead run. He looked forward again as the monster began its leap, its jaws opening to snap at his head. He hurled himself backward. As the monster arced after him, a blue bolt from the tree smacked it aside as a man's hand swats a flying insect. Smeds landed hard, but hard did not slow him a step. He took off running and never looked back.
I saw it too,
Old Man Fish said. And that put the quietus on Tully, trying to make like Smets was imagining things.
Like he said, it was as big as a house, like a giant three-legged dog. The tree zapped it. It ran away.
Three-legged dog, come on! What was it doing?
Smets said, it was trying to dig something up. It was sniffing and pawing the ground, just like a dog trying to dig up a bone.
Damn it to hell! Complications! Why does there always have to be complications? That for sure means it'll take longer than I thought. But we don't got no time to waste. Sooner or later, somebody else is going to get the same idea I did.
Don't get in no hurry.